All right, you hear them here on the weekends, and they're just a hoot and a half. Everybody thinks they're married. They're not. Amy Agonzo from Behind the Mitten. Amy Sherman's with us. Hey, Amster, how you doing?
Good morning, Mike. Doing great.
Man.
How about you?
I'm okay. I'm all right. You guys get that a lot. People think you're married, and you're just this married couple traveling around.
Yes, we do. And I'll say Gonzo is my work husband. We've worked together for a long time. But yes, each of us are married to absolutely fantastic people. Gonzo has the lovely Pam and my awesome husband, Jerry. So we're lucky that they let us work together all the time.
I was talking to my wife about this, because do they get to travel with you guys? Do they get to go, you know, hey, we're going to go up to Mackinac. Oh, okay. I'll just be here home by myself.
No, we always have them join us whenever they can. We're always happy that they get to. And it's been awesome to get to experience all these incredible adventures across Michigan with them, because for them, it's a new place that they haven't been to that maybe we've seen a lot of times. And so it's kind of nice to see it through their eyes and remember why some of these places are so great.
I love it. Hey, by the way, everybody, happy birthday to Amy. Let's say happy birthday to her. Yay. And I'm not asking your age, because a man doesn't do that for a lady. Hey, I'm back up. You guys are hot off Mack Island. Was that fun? How many times have you ridden the bikes around that thing?
Oh, my gosh. So many. We are so lucky to get to go to the island as often as we do. I mean, it sounds a little braggy, but we really are lucky because it is such a special place. Now, we didn't ride our bikes around this time. It was a monsoon, Mike. I got stuck in the rain. I was that person dripping wet coming out of the rain.
Do you rent the bikes or you take your own?
Always rent. Always rent. It's just so much easier. Why bother?
Yeah. And is there video somewhere of you and Gonzo trying to navigate on a tandem bike? Those aren't easy.
Tandems are not easy. If you have never ridden a tandem bike, I honestly don't really recommend that you try it on Mackinac Island for the first time. You will be the person causing the traffic jam. Hard to balance. I always like to get my own bike.
Yeah. No, that was us. Hey, let's all rent bikes. This will be great. And we're right down on that little main drag there. My wife and I, the big hair, first of all, the big hair was poofed up, so the breeze had it, and it was a headwind, not a tailwind, so that was holding us back, because her hair is like a sail. But then, so we get on, and of course, me as the man, I was the driver, so she's behind me, and I'm like, can you just coordinate your pedals? Just stop leaning. And we were the traffic jam. Sorry,
you were
traffic
jam.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing on Mackinac? Because you got to have one favorite thing. Don't say fudge.
I'm not going to say fudge. Actually, my favorite thing is getting out of downtown. I think that so many people just stay on Main Street, and it's awesome, and it's so much fun, and that's where all the fudge shops are, and all the shopping, and everything like that, restaurants. But the minute that you kind of get away from downtown, you can really appreciate the natural beauty of Mackinac, which is still there. It's quiet. There's forests. There's animals. It's just a completely different experience once you leave downtown. So that's probably my favorite thing is like get away from what the typical tourist does and maybe experience a little something new. Maybe walk up to Fort Holmes. Maybe go out to Arch Rock. Take a hike up to the crack in the island, which is a literal crack in the island.
Yeah.
You know, do some of those things and experience a different side of Mackinac Island.
Is that what you guys are talking about this weekend?
Well, we are talking about Mackinac Island this weekend. Our show is from the island, and we had a great time because we actually recorded at each different location. So we woke up in the morning, and we had Mackinac Island carriage tours come and pick us up. We had an incredible time with Caitlin, our driver. She's a graduate of the University of Michigan and has been driving a team on the island now for 7 years. And so we really get to, we hear about what that's like, but we head out to Stone Cliff, which is all the way out on the west bank of the island. And a lot of people may be unfamiliar with it because it takes a little effort to get there. And it's also been closed for the last 2 years, undergoing $40 million renovation on their entire property. And they are reopening in 2 weeks. And so we have Stonecliff on, and we get to hear all about that renovation. Mike, it's really cool what they've done out there. And it's just crazy to get to hear about what they're doing there and all the other changes that are happening across the island. So we go from Stonecliff, then we head on over in our little cab to the Grand Hotel, and we get to hear what's going on there. And there's been a lot of questions, I know, around Michigan about what is going on with the Grand Hotel since the Musser family sold to a development group. So we bring you the story behind the scenes of what's going on at the hotel, and I think everybody's going to be really pleasantly surprised with their approach to what they're doing with the Grand Hotel.
Behind the mitten. Ooh, that's, see, you get behind the scenes, and it's awesome. By the way, I think it's cool. Those cabs, like, you know, Caitlin was your driver. I remember ours. I can't remember the guy's name. I don't know how you remember your driver's name, but this last time we were up there, our driver got in trouble because, we're going along and you go up the hill and I don't know, we pulled into some place he wasn't supposed to pull into, like this, I don't know, waiting area where they service some of them because he had to get something looked at. The lady yells over. Let's just say his name is Jacob or something. She goes, Jacob, you're not supposed to be here right now. Meanwhile, we're all sitting in the cab. We're like, oh, Jacob. And there is that. Did we lose Amy? Uh-oh, did she have to go? We lost Amy. That could be one of those things with the phone. Usually when we call them, it doesn't go away. Well, either way, behind the mitten, catch him here on the weekends. On Saturdays, 8 in the morning, 8 until 9 is Gonzo and Amy. 1320 WILS, we're just about up on time anyway. I got to get a hold of her and apologize for that. I don't know, I hung up on him. Maybe it was me. 1320 WILS.